שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello. We are going to be reading in the writings of Rabash, the article Purpose of Society 2. You can find our readings in Sviva Tova and the Arvut system, and of course send live questions there. Whoever asks questions here in the hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. The writings of Rabash, the social writings, the article Purpose of Society 2.
מטרת החברה בית.
Purpose of Society 2.
היות שהאדם נברא עם כלי.
Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no fuel to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve adhesion with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force where one can fight against oneself, since each one is incorporated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. And to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly, so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing. One should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious on the outside, but in truth, fire burns in their hearts. Yet to small people, during the assembly, one should be wary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvikut with the Creator. And concerning dvikut, adhesion, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else externally. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is worthwhile that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal manner.
But
when there is someone who is not from this society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize externally with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
שאלות.
Questions?
אין.
None.
טוב.
Okay.
יש לך שאלה?
You have a question. No.
Oh, בסוף, כן, ישראל.
Here, ישראל.
תודה רב, כתוב.
Thank you, Rav. It's written, in order for there to be integration with one another, each needs to annul himself against the other. And this is by each seeing the merits of his friends and not their faults. What's the difference between integration that Rabash writes here and the internal integration in the group, incorporation in the group? And how do we come to such incorporation?
The whole purpose of creation is that all created beings they discover that they only have the will to receive for themselves, and they have to go through a correction to incorporate in one another as one man with one heart. That is the process. As much as we are close to performing that, you can see that here and there, as much as we are coming closer in order to, first of all, reach the state that we can determine how far we are from the goal. On one hand, on the other hand, acknowledging our distance from the goal actually brings us closer to the goal. That's it. That's what we need to try and do. In that we have forces that work from us if we want to develop them, and those are the forces of the connection between us. In the group, in society, the special society, we can develop an attraction towards one another, to be included together. Or if we're behind in the process of correction, so we hasten the laws of nature, that then they press on us. And that's the difference between the path of Torah and the path of suffering. And then we are pressed by all kinds of problems, disasters, to still understand that we don't have any other advice but to work on the connection between us. Okay?
Yes, Tzvika.
Yes, Tzvika.
Bokatov Rav, Bokatov Chaverim.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There's a matter here. He says in the society there should be great protection of frivolity. On one hand, we're being told, do a good mood for the friends. Where's that thin difference between frivolity and high spirits in the tent?
I don't know. To give friends high spirits, I can do
that
together with them. I speak about the greatness of creation, the greatness of the goal, as much as we can come closer to one another, and by this discover the Creator, that He will be revealed between us. And there's no frivolity here, and not anything that goes against the process of spiritual development.
What is frivolity? When you come to lesson, in the morning lesson, well, what is frivolity? What do we need to be cautioned about? What is it that we have to be cautioned? He says we have to be very cautious with frivolity. What is this concept?
There are books that speak about it. The moment a person wakes up, or even before he goes to sleep at night, as much as he calibrates himself to jump out of bed, the moment he wakes up, and start doing actions to be ready for the internal work as much as possible. That's how.
How can you explain it? He really devotes like a whole, this last piece here where he says, but when there is someone, if he is not from this society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize externally with the person who just came, and meaning not speak about serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, and he is called an uninvited guest. What does he mean here? What are these external people that he's talking about?
He means, let's say you have a group, and in the group you have 10 people, and we're all in one thought, towards one goal, to attain it together, in the unity between them. Suddenly, some uninvited guest shows up, meaning he's not one of them, and he doesn't know anything about not their goal and not their efforts that they have to do, and then he's between them, and he also doesn't understand what they're talking about if they'll speak next to him. And he won't know where he fell into. That's an uninvited guest.
Yeah, I don't want to make this comparison, but there's a convention now. A lot of new people are coming. People that don't understand a lot. What are we even talking about here? How should I relate to this?
That's something else. When a convention comes, it's something else. In the conventions, we want to welcome each and every one. It's a very general assembly that except for us, we have thousands of people on the earth with us. For sure they're going to be watching us according to what I feel and get reports. And they're really yearning to see us, even though there's distances, to be together with us as if with one desire. The desire isn't in some physical place. It's between everyone. And in this way, we want to connect between us, and each one to the extent that he wants to belong to this assembly, to this goal, to these people. That he sees that they are the kind of people that he wants to yearn with them to that one goal. So for that person, such a convention is a gathering of friends that still they want to be connected in order to discover their goal together.
Meaning we need to try to incorporate with everyone here. and to like integrate with everyone.
It's an opportunity to incorporate and a very, very special opportunity, because specifically after all the events that we have gone through, with the wars and diseases and, yeah, corona, we can appreciate the connection between us more and renew it as much as possible and add more to it.
Thank you very much.
I'm expecting this connection from in the convention. I'm expecting it to give us a push ahead, and that we will know how to use it correctly. It's a special time, it's a special state. We'll try.
Can.
Yes.
No, not yet.
Why when friends connect, they have equivalence of form, so they're also nullifying.
Otherwise, they can't connect. Each one has a small tendency towards a connection from what he studied, from doing all kinds of exercises, and all these preparations are in us. Mostly they are concealed. It's not revealed that a person is really burning. But he studied and he knows. He heard about it. That's one thing. On the other hand, he needs to try and annul all the disturbances he has against the connection. So there are a few actions here, pro and con. And if we, around the world, try to be in this tendency, on one hand, to be connected between us as much as possible, on the other hand, to reject all disturbances that come against the connection, then we can start scrutinizing these two forces of creation, what belongs to the good and evil inclination. Through that, we are preparing a place for the Creator to be revealed exactly between the two. One of them will bring us the measure of coarseness, and the other will bring us the measure of purity or refinement. Then between them, we can discover the Creator, the spiritual realm, and we'll learn how to work with them both. It can't be one without the other. Okay. Yeah.
Suddenly, when I look at what Rabash writes, it's not clear to me. He writes that we need a society in which we'll be able to work together to annul our desire to receive.
Yes. All in all, our purpose is to annul the will to receive for oneself, for himself, what the Creator created, and to build our common will to receive from it for everyone. And in that, we will come close to one another, and we'll have great forces in receiving in order to bestow.
Now, truly, towards the convention, we're talking about opening the heart, putting the friends inwards. How is this action of opening the heart connecting with the annulment of self-love?
Actually, it's very clear, because to open the heart and to annul myself, that I'm resisting to the closing of the heart. So those are actions that are in one direction.
Ken.
Yes.
When Rabash talks here about little people during the meeting, during the assembly, what I understand, he's talking, let's say, about me or a friend or other friends are in a state that is, let's say, called little people. And then he cautions not to be drawn after the actions and speech that don't lead to the goal. The meaning is kind of not to talk, like be like too high, like the kotzke, or what is he talking about in this caution here, in this advice?
That we won't talk about anything except for the state we have to attain. To be is one man with one heart, and to feel each one, everyone else in that state. And in that connection between us that we will build, we will implement the revelation of the Creator. That is what we need. That's it. We want to discover the Creator in the connection between us. It's possible. We are relatively close to that. We just have a few more efforts to make. And then, in the bursting of the emotions between us, we can reveal the upper force.
That's it.
Let's hope it happens. Yes, Niv.
More on the matter of being serious during the gathering. In another place, Rabash writes that
the
person actually expresses complaints towards the friends when he, God forbid, says they shouldn't laugh and they shouldn't talk about corporeal matters with one another. And he kind of brings it as if it needs to be in the society. And if a person thinks that the friends shouldn't behave this way, that's actually kind of like critiquing them.
On one hand, it's criticism. On the other hand, it's a way to keep themselves. It's, we have to understand that during the gathering or before the gathering, we already have to do all kinds of exercises and preparations in order to reach the gathering connected.
The question is whether, as part of the assembly, interest in the life of the friend.
No, we don't need to be interested in the friend's life. What's up? How you doing? How's your business? No. We don't need to have that at all. We have gathered here in order to connect and give a form for that new society. Every time it's new, because it ascends more and more. And we only want to belong to the structure that we are building now and raising more.
Such speak actually brings nearing. Right now, I kind of feel closer to the friend. So why is it not good? The interest in the friend, of the corporality of the friend, is my spirituality, and what's concerning him, what's bothering him.
מה קורה? מה נשמע? מה עם הילדים? מה עם האישה? מה עם חמתך? לא יודע.
How's the kids? How your wife? What's up with your mother-in-law? I don't know what you want to talk to them. No. What's up with your work? It's things that shouldn't be in our connection when we're gathering. Rabash would stand on it in a very severe way.
If it's a corporeal matter, healthy, it's some problem in the family that's burdening the friend at that time or something.
That too. We, in the general atmosphere, want to turn all those things off. We have to let them calm down, to silence them, because anyway you won't really help with that. You just take more attention of the friends from the states they're in to things that seem important to you.
Hello.
In the connection, in the convention, in our gathering, the topic should only be the connection between us.
Yes, you said that we need to be in two actions, for and against. On one hand, be in the connection as much as possible between us. On the other hand, reject all the disturbances against connection.
Yeah.
What is to repel all the phenomena that's against connection?
The truth is that by our attempts to connect and to be together in one hug, by this we are already distancing ourselves from all disturbances and driving them away. But we also need to talk about that.
You also said that we're expecting during this convention that he'll push us forward, that we should learn how to use it correctly during this period. We have another week till the convention. How is it right, day after day, to add in this drill of being ready towards this internal work in the convention?
First of all, the beginning of next week already, I think we're starting to welcome the people here. A lot of friends are going to come here from overseas. We have to try and awaken the connection between us in a way that we won't need to speak about how to drive away our egos, each and everyone's ego, but by our closeness we'll be able to make room for all the connections.
In another moment, truly, like you said, there's going to be a flood of friends. It'll be a completely different reality. It's the most special moment that we have when we all gather together.
Yeah.
We make the most of this time and truly get the maximum out of it.
Try and connect to the friends' hearts. Not to forget about that around the world we have thousands and thousands that aren't coming physically, but they are with us in an emotional connection. And that way we advance and connect.
And just like you answered Neve, when we gather in such a gathering where we did see friends for a time, so we shouldn't get interest in their well-being and all the things around. It's truly 100% the goal. There's no room for
the least you need to, the least to take interest in things that about the structure of the group, the structure of our studies, because we're in this anyway. And it's clear that there's nothing else to do. We'll leave it for now.
This approach is only in conventions and big gatherings, or is it daily life also?
In our daily life too, as much as the holy words or the symbol or the other words that aren't about spirituality will be equal.
You need to be concerned with the health of a friend and the well-being of his friend. There's no room for that.
There's room every time, just in a very limited way. Why should we philosophize about that?
Ken.
Thank you. More in focus to the convention with what you just said right now and also all the things about silence. There were periods where we were doing conventions where we truly said, at least externally, if it's not talk about the greatness of the Creator, we don't talk, we deposit our cell phones, and there was a certain general atmosphere of very pressuring of a person being in this inner scrutiny all the time. Do you think that there's room for such a spirit here in this upcoming convention?
I don't know what you're deciding about your phones and all that. I think we've been through these stages already of the first grade. And we won't be using things for no reason that'll pull us away from the goal. I don't think there's anybody during the Congress that's going to open his phone and start reading some novel or, I don't know what, something that doesn't belong to our topic. I don't think so. I can't think that way about anyone.
Ken.
Yeah.
Toda Rabbarov.
Thank you very much, Rav. We are really noting that we're truly making greater efforts to connect until this period. We're seeing it as very important. On the other hand, I'm saying not only are we not making enough efforts for connection, it's also giving an example and an emphasis of how we should behave outwards. When I go outside, I need to, on the outside, equalize people that are not in the group and not on our path. How important is it really during this period of time that on the outside I will behave correctly so it will truly not destroy, like you said earlier, distance myself from all the disturbances?
I have to behave in such a way that supposedly nobody sees me. That's the best thing. Nobody sees me. Yeah. I have to go somewhere, do something outside of this building. So I do it. But in a way that nobody pays attention to me.
Okay, tada.
It's not always possible. But we should try.
When we gather together, the friends, sometimes it seems to me that we're sitting and talking about ourselves, how great we are, how wise we are, how special we are. It seems, I don't know, great people who speak about themselves that they're great, that's how it's supposed to be.
Why not? If each wants to awaken the society, uplift them.
But people that are great, they know that they're great.
Look, I don't want to argue with you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Think about it.
Ken.
Yes.
He writes that between the friends, when they connect, they should have equivalence of form with one another so they could annul before one another. We learn that we need to reach equivalence of form with the Creator, the quality of Vistol.
Yes.
How does that help me that I equalize inform with the will to receive that's around me.
I want to connect with all the friends that are in the convention, to be as one man in one heart. In the convention, we barely are in the ten, but rather we want to connect all the tens to one ten, and to raise the 110 to a degree that is really close to the Creator. That is the purpose of the connection.
So what's this equivalence of form?
That everyone wants one goal. That's called equivalence of form. Everyone, each wants to nullify one's ego, connect to the others, to immerse oneself there, and come to a state of being as one man in one heart. Okay. We have here several questions. So let's do it this way.
Почему посторонним людям нельзя показывать своё намерение?
Why do people from outside we can't show them our intention?
We're not allowed to show our intentions for connection and between us and with the Creator and the purpose of creation, because they have tendencies and thoughts and different goals. This is why we don't need to connect with them, to intermingle with them. That's the matter here.
А это значит, что мы вообще о духовном не говорим или не говорим о намерении?
So that means that we're not speaking about spirituality at all?
We don't talk during the convention with anyone that does not belong to the convention. We try during this time that we connect between us and for the goal or the purpose of creation to just be connected between us. And this is actually the condition, the first condition, that we have an opportunity to come to the purpose of connection, meaning to reveal the Creator in the center of our connection.
Киев Ван.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда мы не говорим с товарищем обо всем постороннем, об его жизни, работе,
when we don't speak with the friend about those alien things, work, life, family, we only speak about the connection between us. So how do we come closer in those conversations that they'll really be heartful and bring us closer and not be just, you know,
заезженными, а чтобы это действительно
like artificial things that we've already chewed so much, but it can really bring us closer.
Well, that all depends on the measure of connection you have between you and to the extent in which you talk from the depth of the heart directly to the friend, to the extent in which you want to see that the friend will understand you, connect to you, heart to heart. That's, I don't have what to offer here. This is a certain refinement, a delicacy of the soul.
Обычно урок, материалы урока.
In congresses, there's usually a lesson, material for the lesson, and then there's a place like between meals, between lessons, places that friends can speak between them. What should that conversation be about?
It's best if it would be about the same topic in the convention. Just like in a convention.
So it's like an endless workshop about the topic of the lessons or...
That's why the convention is an endless, a constant, endless action towards connection between us.
How to keep yourself and the friends to protect us, because such a danger exists. You know, friends can start talking about something that's a bit alien.
When we talk about the purpose of creation, with the Creator, with the friends, together, they sustain me, those three points, and I don't fall from them.
Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, Хаверим. Рав, вот мы, преодолевая разделение между нами, мы строим наше объединение.
When we overcome the separation between us, we build our connection.
Смысл вот этого свойства, оно, в чем его задача?
What's the meaning of that quality? What's its purpose?
Вот эти в их границах.
Does it continue supporting these qualities while protecting our borders?
I did not understand the question.
When we overcome the separation between us, we build a state of connection. That state of connection between us, what's its purpose?
To
support our different qualities.
The fact that we want to connect between us, we want to build the conditions in which the Creator is revealed between the created beings. That's it. By this, we give conditions to the Creator to be revealed between the created beings.
Itavan.
Buongiorno, amato Rav. Buongiorno, Kriolami. Cosa significa che gli individui devono avere la stessa opinione nella società? Come raggiungere questo obiettivo in decina?
What does it mean that the individuals have to reach the same opinion in society? What does it mean about our tent?
Again, Moshe?
Rabbah said that the individuals have to be in the same thought during the gathering. What does that mean? In our 10, what does it mean to be in the same thought or same reason?
We want such a connection between us that the Creator revealed between us. That He Himself will be revealed before us. For us to feel that way, to the extent in which each emerges out of his egoistic heart and wants to be connected with the hearts of the friends. In this, we expand our vessel and give conditions to the Creator to be revealed. That's what we want to try to reach. That's it. Okay. Okay, we will move to
Woman Latin 10.
Women Latin 10.
Hola, querido Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cómo vamos a generar ese campo de conexión para unir todos los deseos que nos separan del Creador en un solo corazón? Gracias.
How can we create a field of connection that will draw all our desires to one that will connect us to the Creator?
Again. Talk to the microphone.
How can we create a field of a connection that will unite all our desires into one heart that will bring us closer to the Creator?
That's through the connection between us. All together through the connection between us. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Friends, an uninvited guest. It's someone that's not on the path.
Yes, someone who falls by chance. An uninvited guest. Are you listening to me or am I listening to you?
I hear you, sorry.
That's okay. So an uninvited guest is not invited to the convention and is not a friend amongst the friends. And therefore, when he is, then his thoughts are only bother us all, because he is not in the connection with all of us towards the purpose of connection that we are all in.
That's what we say, the 99%.
Let's say, yes.
There aren't with us, so that's what it means.
Yes, Merkaz One.
Merkaz One.
Where can a person get forces to annul oneself?
He gets all the forces through the society.
Maestro, buongiorno. Maestro, io devo chiederti questo ed è veramente un aiuto che ti chiedo, perché io ancora oggi sono sempre confuso su chi devo dare importanza.
I have to ask you for help, because till today I'm confused. Who do I have to give importance to? Who are the true friends? Or about people who don't study with us? I'm always confused about the way I'm supposed to behave with them. Can you give me some kind of advice so I can behave correctly with each one?
Nullify yourself and adhere to the friends, and then you will succeed for sure. It is written about that, I dwell amongst my people. If you want to connect with the Creator, you need to truly be inside the society that you're in. Only you might be in it physically if we're talking about the convention. And we need to be in the hearts.
E maestro, invece, nei confronti, quando mi trovo fuori poi dalla società o dai miei amici, penso nel mio lavoro.
When I'm outside of society, when I'm not in contact with the friends, I'm with family, work. A lot of times I feel that this corporeality touches it. It belongs to my internality too. How should I work with this? Where I'm outside of the connection with the friends and society.
You need to prepare that in advance. Let's see, our convention in this next week. And you already intend to disconnect from the whole world, from the ones that you're connected to, in order to not receive not desires, not thoughts, but only in your 10 and through your 10 with the rest of the 10s, with the rest of our 10s in the world. Try to do it that way and you will see how that preparation will actually help you feel the general Kli within which you will reveal the Creator. I promise you that if you make an effort from that effort, from those exertions, from those efforts.
Sono già lì con la mente, sono già, voglio già essere sotto vicino a te ad ascoltare la lezione.
I'm already there in my mind that I only want to be next to you and hear the lessons and incorporate in the whole world, Kli. And a lot of friends from Italy are coming to be with you, with the whole world.
I'm very happy. I also remember our convention in Italy and our meetings in Italy, in all kinds of places. And really expect that in another week we will sit together and feel through us, through our hearts, the connection of our hearts, the connection with the Creator. Well, Niv, what's going on?
Rav, I wanted to ask about this action called opening the heart.
באינטראקציה בין החברים.
in the interaction between the friends, what determines if the result will be the opening of the heart?
I didn't understand.
Let's say the friends are connected, there's an interconnection. What determines that the result of this action will open our hearts?
To the extent in which we really wants to open the heart of each and every one.
But who does it depend on?
It depends on each and every person.
What is each and every one? A person opens his heart.
He opens his heart towards others and seeks their opening of their heart.
How in the Congress do you work in a way that you constantly increase the opening of your heart?
By you working inside with your heart, constantly awakening it.
But what are you searching for? What does it mean to awaken the heart so it can open even more?
I am in connection with thousands of people that are in the convention. I hear what we're learning. I try to be close to them, besides the fact that we are close. So we're also close in our thought, in our connection, in our heart, in our feelings. And all of that, all of these are conditions within which my heart can open up. And in such a way, I can and I'm capable to feel the whole world, Kli and Creator, and the purpose of creation.
So what changes in a person? If he looks at himself, what is supposed to change if the heart opens?
That the Creator is in his heart.
How is he suddenly in his heart?
Because he's in his heart, he just discovers that he is in his heart.
What will that give a person that now he discovers that the Creator is in his heart?
He attains the purpose of creation. He attains his advancement towards this. To the extent in which he is in connection with everyone and attains these things in him, inside his emotions, inside his intellect, inside his internality.
So the work is really personal for each and everyone in opening the heart.
Personal, but in connection with everyone.
So in what do we help each other when opening the heart?
Because we are all connecting all together. The Creator is not revealed in one. The Creator is revealed at least in the ten.
Thank you. Isn't opening the heart part of self-love? How do you approach this?
Why self-love? Who are you opening your heart towards?
I'm trying towards the friends.
Rabbi
says that if there's no benefit for oneself, there's no fuel to perform an action.
Yes.
So how to start? What starts the process of opening the heart?
Whereas I want to open my heart towards everyone. I want my heart to include everyone.
Is that
to lie to myself? Is that
lying to myself? Or, I'm sorry. No, not the lie, but for it to be the truth.
And what will happen from that point?
For him to correct in your heart such a way.
So, to determine that that's what I want, and
yes?
What does it mean to open the heart towards the 2,000, 5,000 people in the convention?
Towards the whole world.
Yeah, but it's blurry. In front of the 10, it's...
I don't understand what you're trying to examine with your intellect, with your measures.
What is this faucet that I open towards so many people called opening the heart?
You want, through your connection with people where you're opening your heart towards, by this you want to open your heart to the Creator.
What is this connection with such a big number of people?
That the Creator is behind them.
Ken.
Questions from the internet, from Belarus. How to see the virtues of the friends if the ego only sees the negative?
If they go with me on the path, they're called my friends, then I must reveal in them only positive things.
From Women Hebrew 3, what does it mean to keep the frivolity not to come between us, that it should be internal?
The protection needs to be on the internality of the heart, meaning to that which I truly yearn for.
Another question from Women Hebrew 3. It's written in the article that while we're gathering, we have to be serious in order to not come out of the intention. The intention that we gathered for.
And
they used to show on the outside that they're not serious, but inside there was a burning fire. What does that mean? Why should we be humble on the outside and show that we're not serious?
In order not to give a person's ego to suddenly invert and manage to control him.
There's a question that came from a few women's groups, especially in the women, the concern for the corporeality of the friend and mutual help helps build a strong, close connection between the friends. It's a means of connection that helps us reach spirituality, or is it a type of connection that isn't part of spiritual advancement?
It depends on how people, how the women can work with it.
Last question from Women Argentina. Why do we find the bodily connection between us easier and the silent and internal connection so difficult?
It is clear to us. We can identify it. Okay? Next, Nif.
So should we go to the next part?
Yes.
So we have, first of all, there are more articles in this part by Rabash, Love of Friends 1, and the next part is a general preface, so you want to go to that?
No, don't we have more short articles?
Yeah, that's what I said, we have Love of Friends 1, should we go?